From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The top suspect linked to the November 13th terror attacks in Paris, France, has been arrested in Belgium. Salah Abdeslam was arrested by Belgian police today during a raid in Brussels. Belgium's immigration minister has confirmed the arrest in a tweet that said, "We got him." VOA's Jamie Detmer on why Belgium and European investigators wanted him taken alive.
It's significant, you know, in terms of they can get information from this man. He's alive. He was shot and wounded, but apparently is alive. They are still trying to roll up the cell that he was involved in. It was considered involving about 20 people.
According to the minister, the suspect was injured, shot in the leg during an earlier gunfire exchange. European Union leaders have approved a revised deal with Turkey to curb the unprecedented flow of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all new migrants coming in from Turkey to Greece after March 20th, this Sunday, to be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is an issue of values.
For us, for Turkey, the refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
In the exchange, Turkey is expecting to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. Three police have been injured in an attack on security forces in Niger near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News.